Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good afternoon. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Karen Adams, our top local story. It was 1 year ago today that a horrible tragedy struck Southern California. A gunman opened fire in the Borderline Bar and Grill in Thousand Oaks, a popular place with college students. 12 people were killed along with the shooter. Bryce Violet was inside the bar when the shots began. He tells KNX in depth he had to take action.
I heard him pause, which kind of lined up with the time it sounded like he was tweeting on his phone. And I ran through a window to get out and broke the window. There was two girls that came out after me, and then I guess there's some other people got through that window too.
Alexis Tate, also in the bar, she tells in depth the shooting changed her life.
I saw one of my close friends pass away, and it still haunts me. But it's made me a stronger person today, and it makes me, I used to work at Wood Ranch, and I quit my job there to pursue working with special needs kids because I wanted to give back, because I want to, my life has a purpose and my life has a meaning. And so I started living my life to the fullest, and I started doing everything I do in honor of Christina.
Relatives of victims joined with survivors to commemorate the anniversary and the dedication of a healing garden. Let's take you there to KNX 1070's Margaret Carrero.
There has been a whole lot of love and plenty of hugs shared here throughout the day. The Healing Garden inside Conejo Creek North Park was created as a space where the community can come to grieve, to reflect, meditate, and heal. Michael Morissette's daughter, Christina, was among the 12 people killed.
I should have been prepared for it psychologically, but when you walk into the garden and you see everything, and even though I've seen pictures of it and I've known what it's going to look like, and we were here for part of the process of the construction, you know, walking in the day it's open and everybody being here, it was, you know, pretty powerful.
Best friends Kelsey and Ashley were at the Borderline that night. They survived. They were touched by the Healing Garden.
I'm really happy that they did this because now we have a place to go besides Borderline to feel at home.
I'm speechless, I guess.
Yeah.
Emotional, happiness, but also like kind of like can't believe like we actually went through that.
Now, part of the garden, there are multiple things symbolizing survivors and the victims. 248 brick pavers represent those who survived. Ashley and her friend Kelsey placed theirs side by side near the pond. There are also 12 granite boulder benches here that are among the special touches that represent those who died that night. In Thousand Oaks, Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
There has to be a story behind this. A man in Wilmington became stuck in an underground sewer pipe today. He was rescued by firefighters who had to use their entire 300-foot length of the air hose to get him out. It took two teams to get him out. He was trapped 50 feet into the pipe. He was freed in just over an hour. Now, fire officials tell KNX they are not sure why he was in the pipe in the first place.
Drowning death of an autistic boy in Englewood has resulted in new allegations of neglect by social workers at L.A. County's Department of Child and Family Services.
The father of 9-year-old Xavier Portis says that his son should have been taken from his mother by DCFS long before the child drowned in a pool last September in Englewood.
Department of Child and Family Services and the mother, they have negligence in all this.
Xavier's father is represented by attorney Brian Claypool. He says one of the biggest warning signs is found in a 2018 police report.
Xavier, unsupervised, had a gun loaded and shot the gun in the house. That alone would have required DCFS to permanently remove all those children from the home.
The attorneys filed claims, intent to sue, against DCFS and the city of Englewood, where the child somehow managed past a gate and into a public pool where he drowned. In downtown Los Angeles, Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
We've reached out to Englewood and DCFS for comments. So far, no response.
After a number of scandals and several years of turmoil, USC's new president introduced the school's new athletic director today, who came over from the University of Cincinnati. And while there was plenty of talk about winning, the focus was clearly on integrity.
The I word, integrity, was tossed around a lot as USC introduced its new athletic director, Mike Bone. He used the word himself.
We need to make sure we keep pace on the same trajectory of the institution and on integrity and never waver.
He says he understands USC's winning tradition and the importance of the football program, which has been struggling. Overall, though, as AD,
our goal is to win in everything we do, on the field, off the field, and in the classroom.
He wouldn't talk about the future of football coach Clay Helton, but did say he expects him to finish strong.
I'm not trying to add more pressure to him or the student athletes that represent him, but we always want to finish strong. Good programs finish strong.
USC's president says she expects several things from her new AD, including competing for national championships in all sports and doing it with integrity. At USC, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Psychedelic mushrooms could soon be legal in California. Activists going for signatures to put a measure on the November 2020 ballot that would let people use, grow, and sell them.
As well as set up an intelligent system to actually, in essence, regulate it. And we don't want a hyper overregulated system as we have with cannabis. And we don't want to set it up so that there's a sin taxing component. And we want to make sure people can safely get access to this.
Ryan Munavars, the campaign manager for Decriminalize California, he tells KNX psychedelic mushrooms have anti-addictive properties, and researchers are studying to see how much they help people suffering from alcohol or opioid addictions. Nearly 625,000 signatures will be needed. He does admit it's going to be tough to get.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.